Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for October 5th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first five stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. To all the business journalists who read JLN from around the world, I want to make you aware of an outstanding opportunity to take your career to the next level by applying for the Journalists in Residence Fellowship program at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business Stiegler Center. The University of Chicago says, quote, "The paid fellowship at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business seeks to shape the next generation of leaders in business reporting through a transformative on-campus learning experience for journalists from around the world," unquote. Here's what I say. I think quality business journalism can be the difference between people having jobs or not, eating or not, having shelter or not, or us having peace or not. Helping people understand the importance of markets and the value of a price signal, and understand the importance of market integrity, fairness, and transparency is the work of a business journalist. Being able to do that well matters. The Stiegler Center Fellowship takes place over approximately 12 weeks in Chicago at the University of Chicago Hyde Park campus, during which selected participants audit Chicago booth classes, participate in events, collaborate with peers, and learn from the university's greatest scholars. So who can apply? Journalists with some years of media experience, proficient English, and an interest in deepening their knowledge and understanding of political economy are encouraged to apply. And the good news is, fellows receive a $14,000 stipend and reimbursement for allowed travel expenses. Applications must be received by October 15th, 2023. For more details, go to a link in today's newsletter. And to watch a YouTube video about the program, there's a link as well. The FINRA Investor Education Foundation, FINRA Foundation, honored Doug Stadel, Ph.D., with the prestigious 2023 Ketchum Prize. This award acknowledges his exceptional contributions and research in safeguarding consumers, with a special focus on protecting vulnerable Americans. Congratulations. Congratulations to Rides Far for generating over $900,000 for the Autism Science Foundation to fund autism research to help improve the lives of families and those with autism with their most recent ride last weekend. Citadel's Ken Griffin is featured in Leaders Magazine in a story titled "Extraordinary People Working Together." Geneva Trading and Rob Kramer are featured in a built-in story titled "A Great Team, Great Traders, Great Tech." Geneva Trading CEO Robert Kramer breaks down the equation powering the company's success with the subheading, "Kramer sat down with Built-In to reflect on the company's humble beginnings, present initiatives, and future ambitions." Now we know why Sam Bankman-Fried cut his famous wild hair. His lawyers are saying he is being portrayed as, quote, "a cartoon villain" in his trial. Yes, his wild hair was part of his public relations strategy to push his story, and now his lawyers are trying to use the cartoon angle as a defense. We know that we set temperature records over the summer. Well, now it turns out that September was also a temperature anomaly. Last month's average temperature surpassed September 1991 to 2020 average by 0.93 degrees Celsius, that's 1.7 degrees Fahrenheit, marking the highest deviation from the norm in the 83 history of the European Space Agency's Copernicus Climate Change Service records, the Associated Press reported. Here is how climate scientist Zeke Hausfather portrayed it on X, formerly known as Twitter. Quote, "This month was, in my professional opinion as a climate scientist, absolutely gobsmackingly bananas." Now that's a quote. According to a Bloomberg story, the heat, which is usually connected to drought and wildfires, has also unleashed a different kind of disaster, deadly flooding. Quote, "Cities around the world have seen record rainfall more than 130 times in 2023, Bloomberg said. "Today I'm off with my wife to get our latest flu and COVID-19 vaccinations, but one thing we won't have to worry about is the COVID-19 card. The CDC has stopped printing and distributing them," according to a story by the Associated Press. President Biden has very protective dogs, and his German Shepherd commander is known to have bitten 11 people in the White House. From one perspective, this is a problem. You don't want staff and the Secret Service agents getting bitten. But from another, it is good to know the president has such a loyal and effective protective dog. However, because Commander has bitten so many people, he is taking a vacation away from the White House until the Bidens can figure out how to keep him from biting the good guys, CNN reported. Then again, maybe Commander is just a good judge of character. Uyghur Tenhav has started a new position as Deputy Chief Compliance Officer at Hidden Road. Congratulations to Julie Crone on her new position as Director International Recruiting at CME Group. Also, congratulations to Matthew Sutherland, who has been promoted to Director of Corporate Communications at CME Group. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN options were: panic creeps up as VIX curves invert for the first time since March, from Bloomberg; generative AI gaining traction in derivatives markets, from FIA; VIX soars to five-month high, what surging treasury yields mean for stocks, from Market Insider. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our special sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. Navigating uncertainty, JPX launches new derivatives amid global challenges. In a year shadowed by the Ukraine conflict, soaring inflation, environmental and geopolitical crises, Japan Exchange Group, JPX, is fortifying its offerings with new derivatives products. This strategic move coincides with the 35th anniversary of equity index futures trading in Japan, spotlighting the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices as enduring financial tools. This milestone anniversary underscores the resilience of JPX's flagship products, which continue to offer investors risk hedging opportunities amid geopolitical and economic volatility. Nikkei 225 Micro Futures Inflation Hedge. While the Nikkei 225 soars to new decade highs, JPX's newly launched Nikkei 225 Micro Futures cater to individual investors, offering a cost-effective way to navigate inflation and market volatility. The micronized contracts provide an accessible and affordable hedge against global economic unpredictability. Nikkei 225 Mini Options, Geopolitical Risk Management. With geopolitical tensions in mind, JPX has introduced Nikkei 225 Mini Options. These instruments open risk management strategies to a broader audience, offering adaptability in a swiftly changing global landscape. 3-month Tona Futures, addressing rate uncertainty. JPX's 3-month Tona Futures assist institutions in managing liquidity during an unstable interest rate environment. As Tona emerges as a key rate benchmark, these futures serve as a strategic tool for financial adaptability. The offering completes the already robust JGB futures and vibrant JSCC IRS markets. Cross-margin efficiencies across the whole fixed income playbook are available through the JSCC clearinghouse. Future-proofing and ESG. JPX is also preparing to implement Value at Risk, VAR, clearing in November 2023, offering a best-in-class margining methodology to further unleash portfolio efficiencies for market participants. To deliver our part to global ESG concerns, JPX has launched a carbon credit market under the TSE brand. This offering will complement the already actively trading TOCOM power market in the future. These anticipatory measures ensure JPX stays aligned with global sustainability initiatives. These product launches, along with the upcoming VAR clearing system, cement JPX's role as a resilient, forward-thinking player in the global financial landscape, and to further strive to remain your exchange of choice. The author, Matthias Reitig, Senior Officer of OSE, Osaka Exchange, Tokyo Commodity Exchange, Derivatives Business Development. Contact at OSE-DMG@jpx.co.jp. Here's a press release from Tuesday's Children. Tuesday's Children to host annual fundraiser, Casino Night in New York City, commemorating 22 years of resilience. Tuesday's Children announces its 22nd annual fundraiser themed as Casino Night this year, taking place on Wednesday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at the Ascent Lounge located at 10 Columbus Circle, New York City. The national nonprofit will host an evening with VIPs, an assortment of casino games, exciting auction items, and delicious food and drinks, with all the evening's proceeds benefiting family and community members forever changed by terrorism, military conflict, and mass violence. During this year's annual fundraiser, Tuesday's Children will honor Richard Repetto, CFA, a West Point graduate who served 5 years as a helicopter pilot in the U.S. Army, followed by a 25-year career on Wall Street focusing on research of electronic trading and financial technology companies. My comment, Rich Repetto is being honored, which is a great thing. Here's a story from Barron's. AI will be bigger than industrial revolution, says leading AI executive. AI revolution. Hi, everyone. This rising demand for artificial intelligence is boosting demand for high-performance server hardware. But there are two large limiting factors in this space: getting access to NVIDIA graphics processors that power the most advanced AI models, and the ability to quickly incorporate the latest technologies into server designs. Supermicrocomputer SMCI has been ahead of the game on both fronts. My comment. This may be true, but I also know hype when I hear it. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Top city boss warns pay is causing London to lose war for talent. Top recruits would have to take pay cut to work in UK. Hoggett, LSE boss, wants to improve City of London's appeal to business. A top London Stock Exchange PLC executive said the UK's restrictions on executive pay are hindering companies' efforts to recruit top talent and undermining a push to make the City of London more appealing to business post-Brexit. My comment. The UK keeps doing stupid stuff. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, is Sam Bankman-Fried guilty? It's their job to convince the jury. Millions of pages of documents, hundreds of hours of witnesses. This is how prosecutors do their jobs and prepare for a trial. A handful of assistant U.S. attorneys in the Southern District of New York have come to work for much of the past year to do something that many people around the world can only dream about. They get to make the case against Sam Bankman-Fried. They have been strategizing for the trial that began this week, since before he was in handcuffs. My question, how many pizza boxes are involved? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was ClearDocs named FIA's 2023 Innovator of the Year, FIA's announcement of the Innovator Contest at FIA Expo. Code Complete AI was the runner-up, and Cumulus 9 won the People's Choice Award. Second was our Markets Wiki page for Ellen Resnick, president of Crystal Clear Communications and PR professional extraordinaire. Third was Sam Bankman-Fried built Empire of Lies, prosecutor says in fraud trial, from The Guardian. Here are the top five stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried painted by the U.S. as a cartoon villain, his lawyer says. Prosecutors accuse former crypto billionaire of fraud on a massive scale as FTX founder's trial gets underway in New York. Sam Bankman-Fried has been painted as a cartoon villain by prosecutors whose case depends largely on hindsight, the former cryptocurrency tycoon's lawyers told a Manhattan jury on Wednesday as they laid out their defense at the start of a hotly anticipated criminal trial. And then here's a press release from Intercontinental Exchange. The headline, ICE announces largest sugar delivery on record amid strong sugar volumes and open interest. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., a leading global provider of data, technology, and market infrastructure, and home to the largest soft commodity futures and options markets in the world, today announced the largest delivery on record of ICE's global benchmark sugar number 11 contract with 56,470 lots, a total of 2.82 million tons of sugar, headed for delivery following the expiry of the October futures contract. The previous largest delivery for ICE's sugar number 11 occurred in October 2020, where 2.62 million tons went to delivery through ICE's clearinghouse. My comment. Trebu Bland actually shared this news with JLN in our video interview with him on Wednesday. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, UN calls for more scrutiny of food traders. Report blames biggest companies for profiteering while consumers suffer worst bout of inflation for a generation. The UN wants tougher rules for the world's biggest traders of agricultural commodities, claiming a lack of oversight has enabled merchants to make record profits while consumers faced a cost of living crisis. Higher costs for food are, along with rising energy prices, one of the big factors behind the most serious wave of inflation for a generation. The war in Ukraine has also raised concerns over food security for millions of the world's poorest. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said in a report Wednesday that the conditions faced by ordinary people lay in stark contrast to the surging profits of commodity trading giants, underscoring a troubling reality. And then here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, where have all the traders gone? A $4 trillion market is stuck in a rut. Hong Kong's stock market has stalled. Trading volumes are slumping and foreign investors are backing away. Hong Kong's $4 trillion stock market is having liquidity issues. Trading volumes in the financial hub have slumped over the past 3 years, reflecting fading investor interest in buying and selling stocks on the city's exchange. Lower trading activity has also contributed to bigger swings in share prices and has become a sticking point for some Hong Kong-listed companies, whose stocks barely trade on some days. That has also made it harder for the exchange to attract listings from global companies. And then here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, FTX employees found Alameda's secret back door months before collapse. The crypto exchange allowed Alameda to have negative balance of up to $65 billion, prosecutors say. Months before the collapse of FTX, some of its U.S.-based employees discovered the so-called backdoor that Alameda Research allegedly used to withdraw billions of dollars of customer funds from the cryptocurrency exchange, people familiar with the matter said. The employees who made the discovery reported to the boss of their division, who discussed it with one of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's lieutenants, some of the people said. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.